And the morning show continues now on Coho 101.1. I'm Chris Rader, and it's time for our interview segment. And I'm welcoming this morning three men into our studio who are all involved with advanced vehicles, specifically electric vehicles, two of our guests from Seattle. We have Steve Lowe, who's the president of the Seattle Electric Vehicle Association, and Ryan Fulcher, who is the webmaster and an electric vehicle enthusiast and a member of that association, and our own Ron Johnston Rodriguez with the Port of Chelan County. He's been heading up the advanced vehicle initiative for the port. Good morning, all of you.
Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Chris. Good morning.
And maybe, Ron, you could tell me how you made contact with this Seattle Electric Vehicle Association, where they fit into Chelan County's initiative.
Sure, you bet. Well, we've been hearing about the Seattle Electric Vehicle Association really for several years. They're a dynamic organization with a lot of expertise on hand. And as those of us who are very, very interested in seeing this plug-in hybrid electric vehicle technology take hold and take root here in our area, we began talking about the expertise that we have on hand locally and so on. And realize that while a lot of the folks in the area have a pretty good grip on how internal combustion engines work and how that relates to plug-ins, few of us had much of a background in the electric side of things. And so several of the folks who have been involved in the AVI, the Advanced Vehicle Initiative, suggested that we try and make contact with the Seattle Electric Vehicle Association. And So a number of us did, and I wasn't sure whether they'd give us a warm response or whether we'd never get a call returned.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's the honest story.
That's shocking.
The fact of the matter is we found a great deal of interest and passion about this technology that's emerged and just some fine people along the way. And we're really, really, really grateful to Ryan Fulcher and Steve Lowe, who's the president of the Seattle Electric Vehicle Association. They've come all the way from the metropolis of the Seattle area to work with the tech group for the Advanced Vehicle Initiative and share with us their insights, their approach to how they do business within their organization, and start sharing and maybe putting some projects together.
Great. Well, it's wonderful to have your expertise.
Well, thank you. We love to do this. We put on three or four shows a year in Seattle of various kinds, and any chance we get to spread the word, as the placard in front of the Seattle EV Association says, educate, demonstrate, and proliferate. And we've been at that now for 25 years.
25? You personally, Steve?
Yep.
Gee.
We had a GM dealership in Seattle, and at the end of the third and last gas crisis, well, if you don't count the recent one, we saw in automotive magazines, hey, become an electric car dealer. And being that that was my second profession as technology and electronics, I took it under my wing and talked my father and my mother and my sister into investing into an electric car line. At that time, they were just converted gas cars from a little teeny-weeny company back in Massachusetts. So we spent half of a king's ransom and went broke. But
no.
In the meantime, we were bitten, and once bitten, we were smitten, and we've never looked back. I mean, I've had five electric cars of my own, wined and dined mayors and dignitaries. I still haven't made my first dollar yet, but what we're hoping to do is Ryan and I and our club and other clubs, as we feed off of each other's experiments and innovations, once we learn how to do this, once Ryan gets a chance to convert his car with an eye looking over his shoulder or helping cut wires or whatever, then we'll come over to Ron's place in Wenatchee and help them do a couple. And then we'll probably go back to Seattle and open up a garage and saying, anybody with a Prius who's tired of getting 40 miles per gallon, come down to our place. We can tell you how to get 100 miles per gallon.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, so, Ryan, how long have you been involved with the group?
Well, I...
5 years, huh?
Probably about almost 5 years. I got a bought a Honda Insight hybrid in about 2001, and went down to Oregon. There's a Oregon Electric Vehicle Association down there. They were putting on a electric vehicle show at the Science Center. And that was actually my first experience with electric vehicles. I got to see there's a Spokane-based commuter cars has a Tango, which is a really odd-looking, high-performance electric car, and got to see all the conversions that were down at the show, and that kind of got me started. From there, I found the local Seattle Electric Vehicle Association, started showing up at their meetings, and kind of took over their website.
Oh, it was by an invitation.
That's nice that you can do that. Well, before we go any further, tell us how an electric vehicle works. If you can, what does it run on? We're not talking plug-in hybrid electric vehicles yet.
Think of a charged-up battery. It's from chemistry, and there's this pressure built up inside. The little electrons, which are teeny-weeny little things, they want to get from over here where they call themselves negative to over here where they call themselves positive. And they'll do anything we ask them to do to get from there to there. Yeah. Okay? Now, an electric motor is a magnetic device. We've all played with magnets as kids. We know that if you put the north and south pole together, it pulls really hard. And it pulls really, really hard the closer you get together. An electric motor is a series of magnets like that that gets the internal parts spinning. And that's what makes an electric motor so high torque, is that when you put the electricity to it, it's on now. And proof of the pudding is to watch a battery-powered car beat a V10 Viper in a quarter mile. That's the proof. That's
seriously?
That's where the rubber meets the road.
Wow, and they do perform.
It is absolutely high performance. Now, beyond that, the control of this power, I mean, you have a bunch of batteries. You have the electric motor. In between there, let's say we have something that approximates a giant light dimmer. We all know how a light dimmer works at home. Of course, that's hooked to your throttle. And that's about it, except for recharging the batteries from the grid. And if we can talk the rest of the planet into it like we have in some parts of Washington, where we make our electricity from wind power, we will all be winning, all of us.
Well, we just love the whole idea of the plug-in to the power that we get just from our hydroelectric dams here in Chelan and Douglas counties.
Yeah, that's I've always been in favor of hydropower and solar power and wind power now. The one I'm not in favor of, and I've got to mention it here because there have been so many millions of dollars wasted on it, is fuel cells. Fuel cells. Now, not to get too political, but I mean, there's a reason why Shell Oil and Texaco and BP and the present administration likes the idea. A fuel cell device is a very labor-intensive thing. It's not just, you know, it's almost as bad as an infernal combustion engine, where you've got to replace the oil and the radiator and the exhaust pipes and the catalytic converter, yada, 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 yada. And the point is this, in 50 words or less, if you took $3 worth of power from the Wenatchee area, you would get about a dollar and a half worth of hydrogen after hydrolyzing water or splitting natural gas apart. That's another way you can get hydrogen. Okay, now we've got to take the hydrogen, store the hydrogen, and sell it to the poor sucker who just bought a 2020 Chevrolet electric fuel cell electric car from General Motors. Now, what's he going to do with that dollar and a half worth of hydrogen? He's got to turn it back into electricity. I mean, God, where are we going wrong here? And you know what? When you turn it back into electricity, now all he gets is about 75 cents. You lose. So many experts that are now talking around the country saying that the whole idea of fuel cells in cars is DOA, dead on arrival, that it just will not work economically speaking.
Well, I think that's why the Port of Chelan County is really so behind this plug-in hybrid electric vehicle. And yourself, with both of you, with your background in electric vehicles, you see how logical they can be, and the plug-in is just a great extension of it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, you take the same $3 worth of electricity and send it across the transmission line and put it directly into a battery pack, well, you get to spend $2.80 worth of it in your car then, you know, and you get $2.60 of it to the road, you know, to get work done and get you around.
So, about 80% efficient.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's just
It's a no-brainer.
Yeah, yeah. So, Ryan, you've got a sheaf of papers in front of you there, and
yeah,
it sounds
all kinds
like
of gory technical details.
I don't really want to look at them; they're too scary.
They are.
But what's your role in, you know, as the technical guy? And you're going to be you have been working with the folks at Wenatchee Valley College, the automotive tech folks over there.
Yeah, I kind of started a joint project between the Electric Auto Association, which the Seattle EVA is a chapter of, and with the California Cars Initiative, calcars.org, with Felix and Ron Grimbaum down there. Ron is the tech guy, and I went for a ride in his Prius Plus that he converted over the summer. I stopped down in San Francisco and took a ride. And it was that was pretty fun. I'd been following him for a while. And so Ron and I have been working on putting it together, kind of a how-to on, you know, what makes his plug-in Prius, his Prius Plus, as he calls it, you know, what makes it tick. And so I've got my own 2005 Prius and hope to get started converting it and kind of showing people what it's all about.
God, that is so neat. Yeah.
You know, one thing that we should mention at all these various groups down there in California, eDrive and CalCars, and there's some others, their one great dream is to and all these orders that the various municipalities from the Plug-In Partners, which is a national group which started in Austin, Texas, they're I wouldn't say their number one goal, but right up there near the top is to talk Toyota into going back to the drawing boards and making these from scratch.
Yes, yes.
And I don't understand why they didn't do it from the start. I mean, they actually make a big deal that you don't have to plug it in. Well, that's ridiculous. Plugging it in is four times more efficient.
Especially in country like out here where
absolutely.
The rates are so low.
Right.
Well, I wonder if there's some collusion with the oil companies or something.
I don't know. Maybe. You know, I'm not what do you
politician.
Call it?
I think part of that probably came across because when they were doing the electric vehicles, their only fuel source is plugging it in, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, electricity. And so when they went to hybrids, they thought that people didn't want EVs. And so they made it a point to tell people that they weren't EVs.
Yeah.
When what they should have done is said, you don't have to, but you can plug it in, you know, from the get-go.
Yeah, and you guys are here to tell us that EVs are cool. Electric vehicles are cool.
Right. Yeah, they're fast and efficient. And, you know, now with a plug-in hybrid, you can have all that.
And your cake and eat it, too.
Have your cake and eat it, too. Yeah.
Great. Okay, well, we're kind of running low on time here. We can go in all different directions. But as far as working with Ron Johnston Rodriguez and the port and all of the partners, many partners, Link Transit and the Chelan County PUD, Wenatchee Valley College, and so forth, any of you, maybe Ron, what do you see going on from here with the Seattle Electric Vehicle Association and your group?
Well, I think we're looking at a number of possibilities. One of them is just sharing the information, particularly this detailed technical information that'll help us get some of these vehicles on the road right here so that we can further get the word out and reinforce that notion of establishing ourselves as a center where you can come and see a whole range of these vehicles in operation. Another thing on a more logistical perspective is having just learned that Ryan is the webmaster behind the Seattle Electric Vehicle Association's website, I think we may need to be talking with him about how we can make our website a little more user-friendly to the folks who are interested in pursuing this here locally. So that's a conversation we'll have down the road.
Yeah, certainly link the two.
And also, we are talking about doing some events in association with the Seattle Electric Vehicle Association. Some of the cars these guys have are just beautiful. And we'd love to get them up here in the land of hydroelectricity and include them in some of the shows and conferences and auto shows that we put on here on a regular basis.
Neat. Nothing like seeing a demo car, seeing right in front of you and, you know, maybe even taking a ride or seeing it go to really solidify the fact that this technology is out there, it's usable, it's practical for us.
You know, 24 years ago, at one of our first long-distance rallies that I organized, I had the Queen of Seafair, you know, Seafair in Seattle. She held the green flag for the rally to start. We had 12 electric cars from Washington, Oregon, and Idaho. I had KOMO, KIRO, and KING's cameras there, plus a private film crew, two radio stations. And we spent all day long giving people rides,
round and around.
And I think the winning car did 75 or 78 miles that year. The next year, they did 100 miles on one charge. And that was 24 years ago.
Man, oh, this is exciting to hear what this what's out there. And, Ron, when you do get this event, I want to hold that green flag and start your engines.
We'll be honored. Thank you.
Thank you so much, all of you, for joining us today. I'm sorry we're out of time, but we need to get on with our music and other programming. Steve Lowe and Ryan Fulcher with the Seattle Electric Vehicle Association and Ron Johnston Rodriguez with the Port of Chelan County. Thanks again for coming.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.